Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
That's right, Miami. Listening to Stephen Sports Blog here on MSL Radio. I want you to call in at 646-716-8715. I also want you to tweet to me at RankFnight2, tweet to the network at 305 Sports and Life. Of course, you know who you are. I'm not answering your calls if you try and call me. So we're going to get started right now. We're going to start with the NBA playoffs. And what more do you expect besides crazy NBA playoffs with the Clippers and the Rockets? That's exactly what we got. We got Game 7. For every sports fan's two favorite words, unless you're talking about NFL, Game 7. And we got a good Game 7 in Houston with the Clippers and Rockets. And it was just, you know, the fact that the Clippers actually had to go to a Game 7 with the Rockets is insane, because they were up 3-1. Could have closed it out twice. Three times, whatever the case may be. They could have closed it out. Not only could they close it out at home in Game 6, but in Game 6, the Clippers led by 19 points in the third quarter. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. 19 points. I was watching the game with my friends, and I was like, guys, can we turn this game off? Because this game is so boring. I'm sick of watching this, and I'm like, all right, I knew the Clippers. Obviously, I was still mad about the Spurs losing to the Clippers, but after watching the Clippers play the Rockets, I'm like, okay, maybe the Clippers are a pretty dangerous team in the West. But they couldn't close it out against the Rockets at home. And not only that, they didn't just lose Game 6, by the way. They pretty much got dominated. They were outscored 40, after losing by 19, the Rockets outscored them 49-15. 49-15 in about 14 minutes or so. How do you let that happen? I don't know. And then you go to Game 7, you think they're going to play a better game. Sure, it's in Houston. They might not win, because you know I always give it to the home team. But I would think that they would play better than they played, and they played. No, they didn't though. And the Rockets went on to win Game 7, 113-100. They will play the Golden State Warriors tomorrow in Oakland. That's gonna be a good series. I still have Golden State. Well, I'm gonna talk about that a little more tomorrow on Student Sports Blog with my co-host Casey Wallach. She couldn't be out today, so we'll have her on starting tomorrow. And a little fun fact for you guys, every game, every series, the NBA playoffs that had gone to a Game 6 was won by the road team. Not only did the road team win Game 6, they won the series.
What am I talking about? I mean, you're asking yourself, what am I talking about? Well, there's a lot of teams that did that.
The Hawks did it twice against the Nets. And the Wizards. I'll get to the Wizards game in a second. The Cavs did it against the Bulls. The Warriors did it against the Grizzlies. I'll get to that in a second as well. And there's a lot of other ones. Like, well, the Rockets closed out 5 at home, but that's besides the point. We all knew that was going to happen. It should have been a sweep, but hey, the Rockets closed it out against the Mavs. But now I ask you, do you think that the Warriors, Cavs, Hawks, the Rockets will win Game 6 on the road to clinch the series in the conference finals? Let me know again, writing Fnatic 2 and at 305 Sports and Life and at 646-716-8715. Let me know what you guys think.
Now, getting back to the Clippers game.
Not the Clippers game, the Grizzlies game. The Grizzlies had to win Game 6 at home in Memphis, Tennessee, over the Golden State Warriors. At least push Game 7 back to Oakland. Well, I'm going to let you guys know now. If you didn't watch the game, they didn't do it. And if you didn't watch the game, you missed out. Because what a game this was. Sure, it wasn't as close, it wasn't as dramatic as it probably could have been. But it was a good game. A very good game. And there was one play in particular, in the third quarter, that made this game just 100% better. What game was that? And what play was that? That was Steph Curry, of course. I mean, who's surprised there? There was a play, I don't remember who had the ball, but apparently, I saw the play. There should have been a foul called, but there wasn't. So Steph Curry's like, oh, no foul. Takes the ball from 62 feet away. just chucks that ball up at the buzzer. Nothing but net swish. Steph Curry makes the three to end the third quarter. And the fans just started booing him so bad. Of course, they're going to boo him. He's the road enemy. He's the enemy on the road. They play it like that. They start celebrating. Of course, you're not going to enjoy watching your road enemy do something like that. So, the goal again, did win the get game in Memphis to win the series. Moving on, we'll talk about the Wizards now. Because the Wizards, I can't tell you how close they were to going to Game 7 in Atlanta. How close were they? Mike Greenberg of ESPN Radio said this morning on Mike and Mike that Paul Pierce was, quote, 1/100th of a second from winning that game. And he was right. Paul Pierce, he should win at the buzzer, shot the three. It went in. Everyone started cheering in D.C. And everyone's like, oh, it's a miracle, whatever. It's going overtime. But then you look at the replay, and you saw that Paul Pierce's fingers were still on the ball when the clock hit triple zeros, which meant that the basket did not count, which meant the Hawks won the game 94-91 to win the series. Now, if I'm Paul Pierce, of course, I'm very sad about what just happened in front of my face. I lost the series for my team because my fingers were like 1/100th of a second away from getting rid of the ball at the buzzer. And Pierce, since then, I think it was his post-game interview, he told the reporters, quote, I don't know if I'm going to ever going to play basketball again. Now, another question for you people listening in. Do you think that Paul Pierce should come back next season? Let me know at Writing Fanatic 2 and at 305 Sports and Life. I honestly think Paul Pierce to come back. Why? Because there's no way. And I'll make this point later. There's no way you work so hard to have that happen. Your whole season comes down to 1/100th of a second. You're not going to... If I'm Paul Pierce, I'm not giving up after that. Because there's still so much time. If I have the energy, I will play. He may not have the will, but he needs to find that will because he needs... Because I know if he retires now, knowing basketball after that one play, he's going to regret it later in life. When he's sitting there, when he's retired, during time with his family, he's going to remember that. He's going to have sleepless nights remembering that shot. And he's like, I shouldn't have gone back. Like, and obviously you don't want him seeing me doing the Michael Jordan. You know, going back after like a season or a couple seasons. Because Michael Jordan did good with the Bulls before he retired. And then he went to the Wizards and there wasn't much Michael Jordan. Like, he wasn't the player he used to be. And if that probably will happen with Paul Pierce. Sure, Paul Pierce, a lot thought maybe he wouldn't be the same player he was in Boston with Kevin Garnett and Rondo when they won the LA Finals against the Los Angeles Lakers. But he was wrong. He's still clutch. He proved that game three against the Hawks when he shot the game winning to win game three. And he said, I call game. So if I'm Paul Pierce, I'm not coming back. I mean, I'm coming back. Sorry. I'm coming back stronger than ever. So that's it for my NBA playoff talk. We'll have more on that. One more on that tomorrow with Casey Wallach tomorrow, 2 p.m. on MSO Radio. We're going over to the NFL now. And the Seahawks, guess what? They're on the decline, guys. I'm telling you. 2014, technically 2014, 2013 season, they won the Super Bowl. They dominated the Super Bowl against the Broncos. 2014 season, they fell 1 yard short of their second straight title. 1 yard short. If they had granted the ball with Marshawn Lynch, they would have been 2-time defending champions right now. They would have hosted the Packers probably again regular season opener. Who knows? But now they're on the decline. They are on the decline. They are... I can honestly say I don't see them back in the Super Bowl next year. I do see them in the playoffs because they still have half of their roster they had during their Super Bowl run. but I don't see them back in the Super Bowl. I think they're on the decline. And as everybody knows, with the decline, must come another incline. So who do you guys think I have as my incline team, the team on the rise for Super Bowl 50? The Indianapolis Colts. That's right. I'm picking the Colts as my Super Bowl favorite right now for Super Bowl 50. Very early to say so, but I still think it's going to happen. Not just because of Frank Gore, not just because of Andre Johnson, not just because of Andrew Luck, none of that. Because every year, the Colts have gotten better and better and better and better. They just keep getting better. Since Andrew Luck was drafted number one overall in 2012. In his first season, they lost the wild card to the Ravens on the road. The second season, they lose to the Patriots in the division round. His third season, they lose to the Patriots again in the championship game. You see what I'm getting at, fans? He goes from, losing the wild card, losing the divisional, losing the championship game. What's next? Super Bowl. He may lose the Super Bowl, but Andrew Luck will lead this team to a Super Bowl in 2015-2016. The Colts will win the AFC and go to Super Bowl 50. I think time's come. We've got to take a little commercial break. We'll be right back here in the Steven Sports Blog on MSL Radio.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know, because at the end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here only on MSL Radio, Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help wanting to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Double G Radio. Start spreading the
news. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, and CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer, and if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine, because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, But legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
That's right. We're back in Miami. We're back on Stephen Sports Blog here on MSL Radio. Remember, call on the show if you want to talk to me. 646-716-8715. Follow me personally at WritingFanatic2. Follow the network at True of Fox Sports and Life. So, it happens a lot in sports.
I'm not trying to bring down any team.
I just checked on Twitter. I was going to throw on Twitter for Birdie, and I was looking at, you know, I saw something that I got from my guy Andrew Powell, and it said, who's to blame for the Clippers season? Now, before I get to that, I just want to say, the Clippers aren't the only team that worked so hard to have this happen to them, to have their whole season come down to one thing. They're not the only team, definitely not. I actually have a couple of teams I'm listed here that, you know, that actually have had this happen to them. One of them, caused by the Clippers. Spurs. Spurs won the NBA playoffs last season against the Heat. And this season, they're going, you know, getting 60, whatever hell, whatever happened with them, the Pelicans and everything. And then you have the shot by Chris Paul, where he was just like basically falling down, just threw it up in the air, and it was good, giving the Clippers the lead 1 second ago in Game 7. So you just see, it just goes to show that something like that happened to every team. But I'm not done there. The Thunder. Oh, my God. I can't stress this enough. The Thunder should be in the playoffs right now. The Thunder should be playing the Warriors in the Eastern Conference Finals. But, of course, the Pelicans ruined that for them. And we can also win the first for losing to the Pelicans because that wasn't supposed to happen. I don't care if it was in New Orleans. That wasn't supposed to happen. But, you know, I guess it's time to let go. That past is in the past. Time to move on with our lives. Let's think. Anyway, moving on. So the Clippers, the Spurs, and the Thunder. I have one more team. And I said this before, the Seattle Seahawks. They worked so hard throughout the whole season, and their whole season came down to 1 yard. One mistake cost the Seahawks the whole season, basically. It sucked. That's depressing to think about. But you know what's not depressing to think about? There's another season coming. These teams, these four or five
teams,
need to come back next season even stronger. As for the Thunder, Kevin Durant said, "Well, I'm pissed off, and I'm coming back next season stronger than ever." But the question is, who will he be playing for? Because his contract expires July 1st when NBA free agency begins. So we'll be on the lookout for who Kevin Durant does sign with, whether it's the Thunder or with somebody else. Who knows? We'll have to see when the time comes. Moving on. Coaches being fired is the next topic. It sickens me that the good coaches are getting canned. Example, Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh wins 5 playoff games in 4 seasons in San Francisco. And not only that, he leads the Niners to 3 straight championship games and a Super Bowl appearance. So they lost, but he went to the Super Bowl. And then he gets fired because of one bad season? Unbelievable. And the other coach I have that does good and still didn't do good enough, Scott Brooks of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Again, well over 100 games, over 500. 2012 Western Conference champs. Sure, they lost the Heat in five games, but Western Conference champs went to the finals. If I can't, fired. Why? Are you serious? Like, what is wrong with these general managers firing good coaches? And then you have the Cincinnati Bengals. Marvin Lewis, he's been there for 12 years. How many playoff games has Marvin Lewis won? As Mike Dick has said, zero. That's IQ, buddy, zero. But, yeah, Marvin Lewis has won zero playoff games in 12 seasons with the Bengals. Then guess what? They re-signed him. Well, not re-signed. They gave him an extension. They gave him a four-year extension through 2020. What is wrong with these GMs hiring giving the back coaches extensions and firing the good ones?
They just might want to see their team to fall apart.
Whoever the case may be, they're a bunch of idiots, if you ask me. Now, this is a sports show, so we don't discriminate. We do talk about hockey. So I want to bring that up. I'm going to talk about hockey right now. Because game one of the whatever blank conference finals last night against the Hawks, Blackhawks, Chicago Blackhawks, and the Anaheim Ducks. And to nobody's surprise, the Ducks dominated the Blackhawks in Anaheim, winning the game 4-1. I'm telling you, these Ducks are scary. I don't watch hockey. I'm not a hockey fan. But I'm a SportsCenter fan. And SportsCenter, they got a telescope on these Anaheim Ducks. Especially ESPN's own Barry Merrill's with Pear. Oh, I wish I could have Barry Merrill's on the show right now. I would love to say cool is the rule to him because that's his slogan or something like that. But anyway, the Ducks are a scary team. While the Blackhawks are the second best team in the league right now in the Final Four, despite the Rangers being there. The Ducks? I don't see anybody beat the Ducks. I just do not think it's going to happen. Nobody's beat the Ducks. But, you know, the Ducks don't win. They dominate the opponents. I've said this about several teams before, but the Ducks mean business. They go in there and they're like, okay, let's get this win. Then they get the win. Do I think the Ducks are going to sweep the Hawks? Of course not. I see the 5-6 game series. Now, if it's a sweep, I won't be surprised myself. I won't be surprised either because, you know, it's insane. Well, it's not the same because it's the Ducks, but you get what I mean. It would be no surprise if the Ducks go out there, sweep the Blackhawks. And I want to see the Ducks and the Rangers in this year's and Stanley Cup Finals. And I think the Stanley Cup Finals begin June 1st on the NBC Sports family of networks. That's going to be fun to watch. Last topic for today, before I do a little advertising. The Marlins fired their head coach last night after they almost got no hit against the Atlanta Braves. They did lose the game 6-0, but they did get two hits in the bottom of the ninth with two outs. And then they hired the coach. Because, you know, he's a bad coach, whatever. So who's the new interim coach? General manager Dan Jennings. And Dan Jennings has... he has something to say about his team last night after he was hired. Quote, this team is a world... No, I'm not going to quote him. I'm just going to basically he said that this team was a World Series contender. I mean, I can't disagree with Jennings on what he said. Juan Carlos Stanton is going to carry this guy to the World Series. The only thing that the Marlins need to do, work on the pitching. The pitching is terrible in Miami, but the bats... If law offense won championships, that was the myth. Hey, I believe that the Marlins would go to the World Series, but it's not. Defense wins championships, apparently, according to the myth. So the Marlins go to the playoffs. I see it happening because it's just the other contender in the NL East is the New York Mets. And basically, this is the AL's year because every team in the National League is not good, besides the Mets, basically. So if the Marlins get their pitching back on track, they're going to go to the playoffs. I don't know where they're going to the playoffs, but they're going to the playoffs if they get their pitching back up and Juan Carlos Stanton keeps doing what he's doing. Because this guy is a power hitter, no doubt about that. Dodger Stadium hit a home run, it was 474 feet, longest in Dodger Stadium history. And then the other night against Atlanta, he hit a home run 478 feet, which a fan made an amazing barehanded catch. To go with that, But anyway, you got what I'm saying. Juan Carlos Stanton is going to lead to the World Series, or at least the playoffs. To get to the World Series, they need to work on their pitching. Case in point, that's all I'm saying to the Marlins. Make sure you definitely want to check out Dynasty Week. Dynasty Week all this week on NFL Network. Dynasty Week is a week dedicated to the five greatest dynasties in NFL history. What are those top great dynasties, though? Green Bay Packers, the New England Patriots, San Francisco 49ers, Pittsburgh Steelers, and of course, my Dallas Cowboys. Now, if you don't know why these five teams are the greatest, or quote-unquote the greatest teams in NFL history, you might want to do a little research on NFL history, because it's pretty accurate to me. So, today we got today is the San Francisco 49ers day for their dynasty day. Basically, they've shown Super Bowl highlights of the Niners' five championships. Tomorrow is the new Pittsburgh Steelers. Wednesday, the New England Patriots. Thursday, my Dallas Cowboys. And Friday, we wrap it up with the Green Bay Packers. Now, I don't know why NFL decided to go ahead and do it that order, but I'm not the NFL Network, so it is what it is. You also definitely want to check out the Andrew Powell Show. Darren Williamson, Eric Robinson tonight at 8, from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on MSO Radio, and you can also check out tomorrow morning. If you live on the East Coast, it's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you live on the West Coast, it's 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Pacific Standard Time, my bad, on WWGTSDB. Tune into that. Tomorrow, you want to check out. We got a lot of good stuff for you tomorrow. Tomorrow, we got Andrew Powell Show, 8 to 10 p.m. At 11, we got the KG and Figgy Show coming back for their first episode of the week. You got Steve's fourth blog tomorrow at 2 p.m. with me and Casey Wallach, my new co-host. Can't wait to have her on. We've talked. We have our show ready, and we are looking forward. Well, she's looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to have her on the show with me. So that's basically going to do it for me. Remember to check out tomorrow. You want to check out the NBA playoffs. Western Conference Finals do begin tomorrow. Game one, Warriors host the Rockets tomorrow on ESPN. Wednesday, game one, Hawks host the Cavs on TNT. So I want to thank you all for listening to Stephen Sports Vlog today. Tomorrow we have Casey Wallach. So thank you all again for listening. Thank you all for listening, and I'll hear from you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Stephen Sports Blog with Stephen Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.